At the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day, I'm visiting with Terrell Miller. And first of all, Terrell, tell me a little bit about where you're from and what you do.
I'm with CattleSoft. We're a software and e-commerce company based in College Station, Texas.
Seems to be some connections to the Aggies here, I think.
There is. We had to come out and represent Texas out here, represent them well.
Okay. Well, before we go into what you were out here for, tell us a little bit about CattleSoft and what you guys are doing.
Sure. Our background is we develop livestock management software for cattle ranchers and horse owners. It's used by customers in over 70 countries. In addition to that, we also sell livestock supplies online.
So coming out here to this event where OH Cruise has brought in their dealer customers, what kind of message did you have for them here today?
Well, the big thing out here is that they need to make sure they have a presence online, and it's not just having a one-page site online, but rather having information that's timely and relevant to their customers. It's not just having just office hours and locations, but rather ensuring there's adequate information such as the brands they carry, but also a special emphasis has been made on them talking about what makes them unique. And how they differentiate themselves from customers, competitors. Also, they need to think some on education resources. We've really been encouraging that online.
So when you talk about online, everybody at first probably thinks company website, right? But today, do you think we need to go beyond that? And what are those other elements or channels you recommend they consider bringing into the mix?
Sure. Well, they do need to have company information on there, who they are, what they do, that type thing. But also there's a real opportunity for the local farm and feed supply stores to educate their customers and to really differentiate from some of the competition by talking about whether it's timely information or timeless information such as, for example, today we talked about fence building and having resources for that. Or if it's, during certain times of the year, maybe spring vaccinations for animals. Putting those educational resources online to give their customers a reason to continue coming to the website and nurturing that ongoing relationship.
This might suggest that there should be somebody at the company, or at least they're working with somebody. It could be a company outside. But to create fresh content, things that are, like you said, driving reasons for people to come back to the website and not think it's, never changed since the first day I looked at it.
Absolutely. There are a lot of do-it-yourself design and hosting options, and there's also many great web designers out there that can help out. And regardless of the path they choose, it's still important that the store have control of the content. And it's ultimately their responsibility to make sure that the content and the messaging in the story is relevant to their customers.
How about when it comes to the social media side of this, where I certainly still run into agri-marketers who aren't really sure that this is going to be beneficial, worth their time, worth their investment, and bring a return to them. Mm-hmm.
Well, social media, really the benefits of it do vary greatly by the market and really who the customer is. What we tend to see in some of our beef cattle side with the average customer 45 to 65, a little bit less on the social media side. Whereas if you're targeting somebody in an urban area that's on the equestrian side, there may be more need for social media there. So it really is a business-specific case that needs to be made, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or any of the other social media.
How about just from your business? How are you maybe working on and do you find value in those elements?
Sure. We find that Facebook can be a great way of keeping in contact with your customers, whether it be if you're offering a class this weekend, or if you have a new product that comes out, kind of quick little blurbs that you want to get out to your customer as a supplement to something like a monthly or bi-monthly newsletter. So it's a great way just to send a quick message out to your customers and, again, to have that ongoing relationship. Because at the end of the day, you want to be where your customers are.
Having had a chance maybe to interact with some of the folks here today, what kinds of things do they want to know when you get to talk to them one-on-one?
Well, when you look at the website, there is getting some of the basics down. And we really recommended that for those that did not have a website to seriously consider one, and for those who do have a website to really kind of step back and go through and audit their existing site. And there's several key questions that they need to make sure that they cover in there.
So they can just call Terrell Miller and he'll do an in-depth critique and just pick up the phone and call you? It is something that I've had the opportunity to do with some of our clients, and I just am kind of constantly maybe amazed at how even in today's age there still are lots of questions about how to handle this aspect of their marketing plan.
Right. Well, definitely. I mean, it's important to have somebody with some type of marketing background that understands, here's the list of questions that our website needs to answer, and to make sure that the website does answer those questions. So that's definitely key.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Terrell. We've been visiting here at the first ever, and I'll bet you not the last, based on the comments I've been hearing around here today, OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.